Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what. Hey, Sarah.
Yes, George.
You are making a foray into one of my territories.
I have like one foray into the territory.
Okay, so.
But it definitely has potential.
It does. And guess what? 2 episodes in a row, we get Jill!
Woo!
Yes, we were like, let's just record another one, and yeah. Jill, yeah, do it.
Because this came up in the last one, and,
yes, especially
and it's
on
like,
our bad
dating. We all have experiences. I am so new to this, but cougaring. All the little ones.
So I heard, again, I have no sources to verify, so don't fucking go look for them. I mean, Google them
for
what? I don't give a shit.
But...
I heard on one, like, reality TV docu-series, whatever, that it was like 7 years difference is kind of where the thing is.
Right.
When it starts becoming the cougaring, the foxing, whatever
right.
labels you want
to
put on it.
I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite stories because it was right after I had turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom called me and she was like, so I'm sitting outside the mall. And she goes, and I'm listening to this, you know, guy who's on the phone with his buddy about like, man, she was really hot and this and that and the other. And she's a total cougar. She's like 30. And I was like, oh, shut up. And I was like, thanks, Mom. Thanks for that. I was like, just wanted to let you know. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, just wanted to let you know. You're now like cougar age, apparently.
Yeah, you can do it then. And I, you know, I used to see older guys. Apparently, I have something for guys in their 30s. Because I did actually date guys
change.
In their 30s. And so... But then now I'm trying to be a reformed cougar. I have someone
I'm taking your spot.
Yeah, you can do it for a while because I can't handle it because I have somebody AG who like it's age appropriate guy.
Yeah.
And like the bad dating and the cougars. Here's my segue because I told you about I had a guy we had been like texting sex. He was like my sexting buddy for mm-hmm. years and years. We finally decided to meet, like, 4 years later, right? We'd Skype. We'd done all sorts of stuff. And it's, like, so I knew this was an actual person who was, like...
It was legit.
Yeah. And I think he was about 15 years younger than me or so. And so I went to his house one night. And, like, it was a situation where he had moved back in, you know, one of his boomerang kids, moved back in with his mom. He had the top floor. She had the bottom floor. But also, it was pretty late. And... since we're in flyover country, it so happened he lived out in the country. Like, she comes outside at one point when I'm in the car. She's, like, asking who I am, and I don't know what to say. Her cat's out on the lawn. I'm like, I just want to make sure the cat wasn't, like, wandering off or something. She thinks I'm stealing their mail.
Oh,
she's
shit.
She's threatening to call the police because he's gone inside for a minute and is going to come back out. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do. And I take off.
you weren't fast enough.
I drive away. And then I get a message from his computer to my phone going, my phone is in your car. And I'm like, I'm not fucking coming back.
Get another one.
I'm like, so I come back very slowly. And leave his phone in the mailbox and drive away. And because we're on the country, there are like deer and wildlife and shit and in his hood. And they're chasing my car and they're like charging my car. So it's like I have wildlife charging my car while somebody's mom is calling the police. And I'm like, brown girl in the country with deer chasing her car, driving away. And I was just like, next day he's like, come over, my mom's at work. And I'm like, fuck no, I'm never coming over again. Oh my gosh. But yeah, this is an issue with the younger guys is sometimes, I mean, sometimes older people move back in with their parents too, but
sure.
Yeah, like I
Mostly
started
to take care of them.
I know. you're dealing with assisted living situations
right.
most of the time.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing is, you know, I mean, you know me, I've always been attracted to older men, always. And, you know, had relationships with people who are 15, 20 years older than me. And so now I'm like, okay.
So you were like cougar bait.
I mean, I guess, I mean, are men cougars? I don't
yes.
know.
Yes, they are. I'm, like, I'm equal opportunity here.
I think they're like, more like dingoes.
Dingoes and hyenas and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now that I'm like, okay, I'm in my late 30s. Let's see. 20-somethings are kind of appealing. Okay, maybe. And I recently met somebody out at a bar who was... Luckily, this is the best part, is that he was in town, right? Mm-hmm. He's from out of town, and got to talking with him, and, you know, he was very smart, very mature, and just talking with him, and then I was like, wait, now how old are you? He's like, I'm 25. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And I was like, but also, you're really fucking hot. And I don't get this opportunity often. Like, somebody who's really, I mean, like,
you're doing that beautiful mind math thing.
Right. Like, yeah. Like, this is the hottest person who's ever really been into me. And so I'm like,
I saw a picture. He's fucking hot.
He is. He's a hottie. So
French Canadian.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll check this out. Like, we'll test the waters here and see what happens. And, it went really well, and, you know, he's in town, like, quarterly, but now he's in an actual relationship, right. So I know there's not going to be any more fun time with him, but...
Right. But you guys are still
that
friends.
That you know of. Yeah, yeah, I mean...
I mean, right. I mean, yeah. The relationship could be over the next time
you know,
he comes down,
and
so.
I mean...
They've agreed at this point, the commenting thing, where, you know, somebody comes in and out of your life, mm-hmm. or, like, a long-distance thing, mm-hmm. like... That's off the table, but they're still friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, they still
like,
chat.
We'll still hang
yeah.
out. Like, if he's in town, we can hang out and, mm-hmm. you know, who knows. So, but yeah, after that experience, I'm like, okay, this is not so bad. Like, maybe mm-hmm. this could be a new thing for Sarah.
It's part of my expiration dating plan. Like, the catch and release also.
Yeah.
And the mm-hmm. hit it and put it and all those. Like,
yeah.
Catch and release is totally my thing, too.
Yeah, catch right? and release could be one time. It could be multiple times.
Yeah, you know what? I have a... There are guys in my life who've been in my life for 30 years that mm-hmm. just, you know, every few years or so, we mm-hmm. might hook up again. Mm-hmm.
That's kind
you
of
know?
A comet
it's like,
situation.
You know,
we
they're
call
very,
it, it comes in and out.
They're like my best friends, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a benefit, you know,
yeah.
a perk of mm-hmm. Being in my
oh,
harem.
Oh, shit, my phone's going off. Sorry.
Again.
That's I thought I turned that shit off. Okay,
but,
I got that shit done.
You know, I did. I stopped having sex when I was 38 for 10 years.
Wow.
And during that time, like, sex really changed a lot.
Yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
what? I mean, and
society,
I thought I was pretty slutty back in the day, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, everybody's seen my tits. Everybody's seen me naked, yeah. like, whatever.
Right.
You know, yeah. if you knew me in the 90s, you've probably been with yeah. me.
I didn't actually, like, have, like, some PIV fucking going on with as many people as people probably thought, but I cultivated the slutty reputation because I actually enjoyed it, like, you know.
Well, you know what, I wouldn't fuck them all. I would do
yeah.
I'm third base. Mm. I love
yeah.
third base. Let's just
hang bringing
there.
Out the guns, baby.
You know?
Finger bang bang bang.
Yes
bang.
Yes.
Bang bang.
Yeah. I could feasibly, like, just not ever do the penetration thing again, it you know. Mm-hmm. Penis, but you know, why if you don't have to?
Right.
So I decided right. to start having sex again, and it was really difficult because during my celibate period, I gained 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I never had fat sex before, so I didn't know what that was going to be like. Seriously, I mean, the last time I had sex was like, you know, I was still limber and stuff, and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
I could still see my vagina, and, you know, it's like, it's different now, but it took me a long time to find somebody to do it with, and one of my friends totally stepped up and volunteered for the job.
Were you cougaring?
Yeah, he was actually born my freshman year of college.
Oh, nice.
My first semester of college, he was born.
Yeah.
So
I
so
my,
what I found
yeah.
now is that the guys who are into me are between like 26 and 36, with an occasional outlier who's
yeah,
age
the same
appropriate.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm having some of the same thing where I'm attracting a lot of like 30 to 35. I thought, okay, like the meth guy was, like I said, 24, 25. Mm. And then, yes, I thought. Okay, so there will be no names, but we will tell the there was a teaser on the last episode about my cougaring. I met him. There was making out. There was fun. There was, hey, put your number in my phone. Come out. And I was like, didn't end up going over because I was like, I remembered the deer chasing me. And I was like, I don't want to go to somebody's parents' house in the middle of the night. No, you got to have your own place. Like, got to institute that rule.
He told you he was 25?
Yeah. You can tell the rest of it.
So he told you he was 25.
He told me he was 25 and like in,
she's like,
in
I swear this is what he said.
Maybe he said 24, maybe he said 25.
But the thing
know.
Is
he said 20 something.
Yeah. Where I was like, 20 years difference, okay. And then when white nerd's like, he could be our kid, I was like, nope, not going there.
Yeah.
Anybody who could be my kid or like, yeah, I'm like, nope. Yeah.
Well, you say that now, but you know, now you're old enough to have grandkids, so you can't really fucking. So
technically, yes.
Okay. I technically, like, I would be a grandmother. My ex has kids, and one of his daughters has now had a child, and I would now be a grandmother if we were still together.
So this guy tells you he's 25, and you believe it, so you're making out with him.
I don't believe that. He knows I'm 45.
Yeah. And so it's funny how you and I never even think of lying about anything. It's no, this is how old I am, really. And I'm 49. I'll be 50 in December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm making a big deal out of it this year.
So. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, I came home from going out one night, and our babysitter had her on-again, off-again boyfriend over, and it just came up that I'd been at the fur shop and this and that, whatever, and he's like, oh. I think his girlfriend said something like, remember when you were at the fur shop and, and that older woman picked up on you? And then they said, George. Uh-huh. And so I just now brought it up to George, and she's like, he's 25. I'm like, no, he was 19.
He's 19.
He may even be 18, but I think he's 19. I'm just going to say 19 because he is a freshman at OSU.
Right. Oh, my God. I gotta ask for ID. I got to do drug testing. Yeah, I got to, like, find out if they... Yeah, there's so many safety measures that have to be put into place.
Shit.
You must be this tall to date. But I like, oh,
so,
God.
This guy that I'm dating now, who is 14 years younger than me, Googled me.
Oh, that's what they do now. That's right.
Yeah.
They Google you.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, and he's like, I'm just curious, you know, and of course I have like a criminal record and
you have all sorts of records. Out there.
Like, episode. I mean, so, you know, and my criminal record is if you print it out, it is a stack about an inch deep.
Oh,
because, I was in drug court and I had to go to court like 100 times in 2 years or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so every time there was like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like, what the
right?
Yeah.
Train wreck on paper.
So, I mean, so have you been Googled and has anything come up? Because he found things that I totally forgot existed. And, you know, he knows things about me that I can't even remember.
People have to be a little more exacting when they're Googling me because I have some discretion online. I have a totally different name online
You're
a lot of the time.
Very protected.
And also I have a somewhat well-known name. So if you Google my first and last name, you have to be a lot more specific.
Right.
Yep.
So that horror movies don't come up.
Right.
Like, that's normally all they get. And I'm like, no, that's not me.
You make zombie movies.
Yeah,
no,
he dead. So, there have been a few things they've found, but it's mostly stuff that I'm like, okay, I'm fine with that.
I have an added benefit of most of my stuff happened before I got married, and so my last name changed. And so if they don't know my maiden name, they don't find anything.
So sometimes it can be good to change your name.
Yes.
You know, like when we talked about in our group the other night, there are benefits to it, like to cougaring, like, having a fresh look on things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and you get a different perspective.
Because I'm getting to the point where I can get kind of like stuck in a rut and set in my ways. And I mean, I definitely still leave the house. Because there are a lot of people our age that they're like, I'm just going to go home and watch some Netflix and have a beer and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that person, but also just sometimes attacking a problem in a different way. Mm-hmm. Because
have of, you thought about
yeah like a different like sociological, technological, cultural upbringing mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with like, you know, are they rich, are they black, are they white, are they poor, whatever, right. but just a different societal upbringing, and that's helpful to me. Also it was mentioned like having some grasp on pop culture, because I'm super lazy about that. Like I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Yeah.
So there can be a trade-off where I can actually learn a lot from younger person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do still want to be more inquisitive a lot of times. Whereas, yeah, I've found a lot of guys my age and older, they've kind of given up on life.
Yeah. Seriously. No, really.
I think that's why Jill asked you what was your thing with older guys.
Because, you know, I mean, like, let's just get this out of the way. Dicks don't work forever. On their
I
own.
Mean, right.
Yeah.
Very true. Right.
Genitalia very do true. Not work forever on its own in general. Like, right. I guess, you know, yeah, it's, we all need help.
Yeah.
Oh, I recently took a Viagra to see how that is for women.
We oh were just God. Talking about that last night with me and my friend, actually.
So. Have you done it?
I have not. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who have.
You know what?
There's something about it that I'm like terrified of. Like,
oh, it's not scary at all. I'll tell you,
it's gonna give me.
I had a great time,
yeah.
But I don't know if it was because of the Viagra, because I have a great time with this guy anyway.
Or maybe it was just psychosomatic. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I was already.
I try
on
not
fire,
to take random pills anymore. I'm not a teenager. I'm not 21.
See, it keeps me young.
Yeah. And see, I just go out with guys that keep me young until they want to, like, tell me about their poetry and shit. And
oh,
I'm like,
no, I definitely have to be fucked up to listen to that
And I'm
shit.
Like, you know.
So with me and, like, the older men, I think when I was younger, it was like, oh, they're, like, stable. They're not, like, these guys who are just.
Flaky.
Yeah. And so that was great in, you know, my late teens, early 20s and everything. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, as I'm getting older now, my priorities have shifted. Mm-hmm. And I'm still, you know, looking at forward progress and growth and all of that. And so now, you know, there's one of my exes in particular that I just realized one day, I was like, I've outgrown you. Like, I because I'm still moving
and you
forward
feel
and you've
guilty
just now stopped.
About it. But at the same time, it's like, you want to do what's best for them too.
Right.
And
but also, I will say, my hesitation with dating younger men is that, you know, I have this habit of dating projects in the past. Ooh, even though I've dated older men, like, there's still, like, there's this untapped potential that just hasn't been reached. And
right. So, like, I don't mind a scratch and dent, like an IKEA as is. Like, a move-in ready would be the goal, right?
Right.
But
that doesn't happen. I don't need a project. I don't need a fixer-upper.
Right. Now that I'm in my professional career of, like, I'm helping people all the time. It's like I'm dealing with, you know, no offense to any clients who are listening, but I'm dealing with some dumpster fires sometimes.
We all have them. We all have. That's why it's no offense. Like,
but I'm dealing
with
this.
She's got them too. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh,
we've all got them. We're human beings.
But it's like I deal with this all day and I don't want to come home and have to work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And that's where I am right now. And so that's my hesitation with dating younger. But I don't know. I mean, it is what it is at this point, and I'm not opposed to it.
Well, you know, under 30 is iffy. Mm-hmm. You know?
That is a hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
But
a hit and run situation for me at this point.
Yeah, well, of
course. Like, there's some catch and release in their early 30s. There's expiration dating. I don't know. I just don't have the energy to get serious with anybody else right now either.
It's really hard to connect with people who have a whole different generation of musical taste.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's that pop culture gap.
And
after the first date with AG, it is a well-known joke that I was asked, what did you guys do? Sit around and not explain references to each other?
Right. Like,
that's fucking hilarious.
And I went, yeah. Especially when I saw some of his AV equipment and was like, ooh, this is cool. But, like, not in an ironic way. Right. And I actually knew what all of it was.
Right. So the first guy that I hooked up with after the decade of celibacy was, he was 28 and, like a ginger drug dealer.
Oh my God.
Who's into trap music.
Oh, nice. Good.
I'm not shitting you. Trap music. So my first round of getting back into the fucking was all to trap music.
Well, yeah. You need a pipe cleaning, but seriously.
Hey, man, I could get into it a little bit, you know, but I was like, can I
DJ for a second?
Yeah. So, of course, I like put on my rap playlist and it's all
and
like,
he's like, oldies.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tribe Called Quest, motherfucker. Yeah.
When your shit gets called oldies and you're like, I have to leave now. Yeah. I have to go away. Cause you know, I love to joke about it when I'm dating younger guys and we make jokes about it and stuff. I'm like, your generation.
Yeah. But you know, so my generation is still full of people who really still idealize monogamy.
Yes.
Like, they really want to, they're not trying to have a woman who's fucking around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, but the younger guys, they're like, hey, that's what people do, right. You know?
Oh,
and,
that's true.
Oh, we're all that very,
this
very true.
This is
you
one
know,
of those side effects of, like, the whole BuzzFeed polyamory thing.
Yeah,
is that they're all like, yeah, I'm this and that. And
they're more open.
They're a little more open to it. And it's not that the people our age aren't, but they're definitely more like in the closet about things, or they have very specific ways of doing things.
Or they've seen it blow up for other people, like in, you know, earlier in life. Mm-hmm. And
right.
They're like, you know, oh yeah, like my parents had like swingers friends. I was like, is that what non-monogamy is? No.
Yeah.
No.
They have different ideas like, about
there's
what
a whole lot more to it.
This is funny. This is something that didn't even come up the other night when we were talking about the age gap thing.
Yeah.
Is like the pros and cons of it because mm-hmm. yeah, there are definitely cons, yeah.
These guys are much more open and will, you know, and plus I think maybe since I'm old, they're like, okay, you know, cause mm-hmm. I'm telling them like, you know, here's the deal. Now I'm not your property.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't get to tell me what to do ever.
Right.
You know,
it's not about sharing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not sharing me with anybody.
Right.
I'm not a sandwich.
So, yeah, but they're all like, yeah, no problem, of course, you know, and yeah. Whereas when you talk to guys my age, they're all like, they're so insecure, mm-hmm. you know, I find that insecurity is amongst men, they're all very delicate and fragile.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, just because you get older doesn't mean you lose your insecurities. Sorry.
Right. That's not to say you can't outgrow them. I mean, you can't move past them.
You can, and you know, here's the true thing: you can be more confident and yet still have the insecurities.
Yeah,
right.
That's
the thing.
See,
I'm more comfortable with the fact that I'm more confident. But occasionally, like, I'm still gonna like fret over.
Yeah, I still like have an event, and no matter what event it is, I'm like, nobody's coming to my birthday party, and I just like hide in a corner for a minute. I do that all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, with the younger ones, that's something I hadn't even considered, is that like the way they see relationships has changed. And that's interesting.
And the older guys, if they are open at all, they're also probably nursing a fucking sex addiction.
Yeah.
Or sex addiction or porn addiction. That has fucked them up so bad that they have to have really weird shit to get off.
Right.
Or they're seriously like, they're beyond projects. They're like fixer uppers.
Yeah.
I find really that now that I'm almost 50, I'm like, all those things that I thought mattered a long time ago. None of that shit matters.
Yeah.
I mean, all my friends that are married are like on their third marriages.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, how many times do you need to go through a legal divorce before you realize you suck at this and there's really no reason for it,
right.
You know? I mean, the benefits do not outweigh the...
We've both been told about how these kind of relationships don't work by people who have had multiple divorces.
Yes.
And
You're like, yeah, no, nothing is permanent. Okay,
yeah,
let's just get that out of the way right now.
And I'm in like a very long-term relationship, like long-term.
Yeah. And I tell people, you know, take it day by day because, you know, you're recommitting to a relationship every single day, yep. you know, and that's what happens when people get into this like mm-hmm. marriage rut of, you know, oh, well, it's assumed that they're always mm-hmm. going to be there. And so you start taking them for granted and things like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas, yeah. you know, if you take
and it, resenting them yeah, for always being there.
Absolutely.
Conversely, I have found that younger men, I have to bring up the specifics in the sex conversation about STIs and testing and stuff. Uh-huh. Because guys my age, they were brought up in an era where like sex killed and right. all those things. And you talked about testing a lot. And with younger guys, I have to bring it up. Now, they will talk about it after that, but I've had to bring it up.
And see, I'm the opposite. So mm-hmm. with the older guys, they don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
With the younger guys, they're mm-hmm. more than willing to talk about it.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is a power dynamic or not, but I am able to set boundaries a lot more easily mm-hmm. with younger guys. They mm-hmm. understand them. I don't know if they're accepting it just because they're having like a, ooh, cougar fetish thing, or if it is just really that they get it more, because mm-hmm. They're building their careers, they're doing things, they're busy.
Focus. Yeah, they've got to focus somewhere else.
They're busy, so I don't have to pay attention to them all the time, but if I do, oh, yeah, I know somebody who's a swim fan magnet, like, who attracts the needy people.
Yes.
I don't, because I make it really clear, like, I have other shit to do, and so do you, yeah. quite frankly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all got shit going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That with older guys, I just, it's like, scheduling is a nightmare with their kids and their ex-wives right. and all this crap, and right. I'm like
I'll
okay.
be here. Like, yeah. That's yeah. just kind
and they
of
get,
whatever.
Yeah, you're right, the insecurity comes up, and they're like, I'm sorry about this, and I'm like, that's oh, fine, yeah. whatever.
This
I,
guy I'm seeing now, I don't he, need he's, you.
He's constantly
apologizing that,
that
it, oh, I'm sorry, it took me so long to respond to your text. I'm mm-hmm. like, what, dude? No, right. don't. Don't, because I don't look at my phone all the time. I leave my ringer off. Mm-hmm. Yep. When I look at it is when I look at yep. it.
Yeah, sometimes it'll be a couple and so, days before yeah, we respond know what? To each other. And, that's fine.
Yeah, and he's like, oh my gosh, really? You know?
Yeah. I got a needy child.
Right. Yeah. Well, and also, yeah, with the texting, like, they think it's supposed to be immediate back, and I'm like, no.
That's the glorious thing about texting, is that it's on your timetable.
It's my damn phone. I get to use it when I want to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, they, and I'm not on social media, so don't bother Googling them or anything. I'm just there to see what happens, and the spectacle of it all, mm-hmm. the entertainment value, as it was put to me, of
oh yeah,
of watching me go, oh God.
So what's the latest train wreck? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So your guy's 25?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're down for more cougaring.
I could definitely see it becoming a thing.
Yay. Join us. Join
yes.
us.
Yes. I'm welcome. Joining the Cougar Club.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You friends. Know what? After 35, you're a cougar. I'm sorry. Yeah. it's just how it is.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Let's go Rome.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.